This is RSN Central on this Wednesday morning, and he has arrived, ready to go, Mickey Barlow. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you doing?
Looking forward to catching up with Phil Davis shortly.
Yeah, that's going to be terrific, Phil, in Sydney. And he was snubbed, mate. Didn't he make the All-Star team.
We organised the interview thinking he would be playing centre back, but anyway.
I think it'll be a better interview with him not in the team.
I'm a Brisbane fan. Harris Andrews taking on Jeremy Cameron will be one of the
couple
highlights.
Of really skinny, bony type of operators.
But I hope and cross my fingers and toes that they have a fair crack on Friday week.
I'm thinking 85%. I think the scores will be high. The midfielders will go each way. The forwards and backs, they'll compete because they don't want to get shown up, do they? So
no.
I think either end of the ground will be very competitive through the middle. I'm thinking record type of possession numbers.
I think these players, they're so competitive, they're so proud that once they step over that white line and there's a little bit of argy-bargy, that they'll be playing pretty serious.
And especially with the Victorian team, like, I think there's more on the line for the Victorian team. You look at that team, they should win, and they are actually representing their state. They're wearing the coveted jumper, whereas the All-Star team, I don't think they have much to lose. And there's not as much pressure on the shoulders of those players.
Oh, I think the All-Stars will win.
You reckon?
Yeah, I like their side.
Well,
Charlie Cameron, Tommy Hawkins, Bruce Ford, Mickey Walters, Jack Revolt, Hill's a star. So I think Fife and Pendlebury will be a contest and a half, Kelly and Cornelio.
I'm seeing a fairly fair makeup of outside players on the All-Star team. I'm seeing a bruise-free football.
All right, then. Which is probably suitable for that, well, this time of the year anyway. Mickey, hey, Mick, I need to take a quick break so we can spend a lot of time with the former captain of the Giants, Phil Davis, who is one of the best players to talk to in the world of the AFL. So we'll take a quick break and then we'll be back with Phil Davis here on RSN Central. Welcome back to RSN Central, Mickey Barlow. We're about to head to Sydney to catch up with one of your good mates and, of course, a star for the Giants. I speak of Phil Davis, and I think he's in the bus at the moment.
He's on the bus, Gareth. That's Sydney life for you, isn't it? So we've got Phil online. Good afternoon. Morning, Phil. What is there a time difference in Sydney?
No.
It's still morning. That's how I'm going. Good to have you on board, mate. And we've teed up this interview yesterday. We're very excited about the State of Origin, the Bushfire Relief game, Marvel Stadium. 28th of Feb, 7:50 p.m. And I just thought it was a lay down mazare that Phil Davis would get slotted into that full back line. Not to be, Phil.
No. When you hit me up and I found out, I must admit, I was quickly on the text saying, do you ever want to talk to me anymore? So I'm still a wanted man, which is very nice.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have you any time of the week. So what was the protocol, I suppose? Did you have any dialogue with talk us through any sort of process that was for this selection, or is it just pretty much you open the paper on this morning and you're not in there?
It was close to that. It was back to the old under 17 days when you'd read the paper on a Thursday in the newspaper. But I got told, a month or so ago about the squads and got told I was in that. And then Leon Cormier has often said that I didn't make the cut yesterday. And then, about 20 minutes later, the teams came out. So I got a little bit of a heads up, but not too much dialogue floating around, but it's going to be a great game. I'm really looking forward to being a spectator now and watching it.
Do you like the concept, Phil? Do you think that this could be an annual game going forward?
Oh, I think it is. I think it's a pretty good compromise. Obviously, it'd be great, if all the states could play themselves, but that's probably becoming more and more unlikely. But representative footy is great. Any time the best players can get together and play is always something that's very exciting.
And you're from Adelaide, and South Australia, what would you consider your chances against that? That's the age-old discussion. South Australia versus Victoria. You'd back yourself in?
Oh, they're pretty strong at the moment.
They look strong.
I had a look at, I think someone whipped up a team not long ago, the South Australians, and we're a little bit thinner than them at the moment. They're pretty stacked. I think these kind of things come and go in waves, a bit like Dean Lewis would say. And we're just probably bit thin. We've got some good young South Australians coming through, so maybe a couple of years with the blokes like Connor Rozier and that really start to dominate the whole competition. Maybe we'll have a go then.
Phil, have you enjoyed not being the skipper over the pre-season?
Yeah, it's been a good change of pace, I must admit. Skipping an hour meeting every week's been a nice little advantage so far, but to be honest, the work really cranks up during the season, so I think that's when I'll notice that I've got more time and energy on my hands, so you know, Stephen and the leadership group are doing a great job, obviously, the fresh leadership group as well, and yeah, they're doing a super job.
Who, if you don't mind me, who is actually is in that fresh leadership group at the moment?
Yep, so we've got obviously Stephen, and then there's Josh and Matty DeBoer, your boy, yep. Still in it last year. The next three are freshies. So we've got Toby Green, Jeremy Cameron, and Lockie Whitfield. So, six-man leadership group, a bit of a new spread from previous years.
Where do you think the improvement needs to come? You were so close last year, but to go one better in 2020?
Yeah, it's a good question because everyone's going to be wanting to get better, and we obviously were well and truly beaten by, you know, the best team last year in Richmond in that final. It's hard. I think, you know, one thing that, you know, you need to do is you need to have really good, you know, premiership season form in the sense that you coming from outside the top four is a challenge. So, you know, we want to make sure we capitalise, you know, on all our home games, particularly in Sydney, but we've got to finish as high as possible to give ourselves the best opportunity for a double chance. And then from a purely football point of view, we've got to keep on working on turning over the ball in the front half. I think that's, you know, what everyone wants to do. We'll be able to do it a bit in the final series when we play some of our best footy, but we've got to be really consistent in that area.
And you've brought in a top 10 draft pick, young Lockie Ash. How's he settled in to the Giants up there in Sydney?
Yeah, we had a great little draft period there, and, you know, Lockie's, they all come in so much more ready and raring to go, and he's no exception. He, you know, he looks like he could play AFL footy straight away. Whether or not he'll get a go, we'll interesting to see, but no, he's been outstanding. We've also got young Tom Green, I think, at pick 10 too.
Absolutely.
Inside mid is as clean as they come, so we've done very well there, and we've even got a 31-year-old recruiting Sam Jacobs, which has been a nice touch as well, but in the right.
How important will Sam Jacobs be? Obviously, he had a really good career at the Adelaide Crows and also started off at Carlton. Can he be a player that can make a real impact for your football club?
Yeah, I'm pretty bullish on what Sam will be able to do. And working in tandem with Shane, you know, I think we've got, you know, our ruck stocks are in a lot better position than, you know, last year. We were probably relying a lot on Mummy and a little bit on Dawson. I feel like, you know, we're in a really good spot. Some of the stuff Sam's been able to do over the course of his career. And, you know, last year, he was a bit of a forgotten man. He sort of hurt his knee for 10 weeks and then, you know, sort of just slowly got his way back into the team. I feel like he's got some very good footy ahead of him.
Speaking with Phil Davis here on RSN Central, Gareth Hall, Michael Barlow. We'll jump back to the State of Origin match, which is Friday week at Marvel Stadium, as we mentioned. Won't talk too much about the grand final last year. We'll move past that, but having a look at this front six for Victoria, I think they might have nearly run up a score as big as Richmond did on GWS that day in the grand final. It's Robbie Gray, Jeremy Cameron, Toby Green. That's the full forward line, Gareth. Mm-hmm. Then we go to Dustin Martin, Tom Lynch, Steele Sidebottom. So I think the All-Stars will have their hands full with that front six. But what I'm disappointed at is our man Phil Davis is on the line. You would have had the opportunity to actually play on Jeremy Cameron. How would have you rated yourself, rated your chances against your teammate?
Well, I would have had to go all in on that one because you can't afford to get 10 kicked on you by your teammate because they can hold that on you forever. He's kicked a lot of goals at me at training. I must admit, depending on what kind of effort is put on defensively through the midfield might determine how many goals get kicked on, because if there's not too much pressure, I don't think you're stopping the forward six, and I reckon Jeremy would have kicked a few on me, but if the boys decide to put on a bit of pressure, I would have been a chance, not a good chance, but a chance.
What's your take on, I suppose you talk about that pressure, and that's the speculation going on in the game is, you know, how seriously will the players take it? I don't think we'll have a repeat of the famed AFLX, but how seriously do you think the players will take this?
Yeah, I think it's a tricky one. I think it'll get to at least the level of sort of like a Marsh Cup. I think it'll be about the intensity will be played at. I don't think it'll be at a finals-like intensity. But it's hard to see, you know. Obviously, the more intense and serious the boys want to take it, you know, I think the game will look better and better. But there's an inherent risk, and also we're still in February. So I think, you know, a lot of the good players are probably just starting to wind it up, you know, towards the back end of March for round one. So it might be a few weeks out, but I still think we played a bit of a better clip than what happened at AFLX.
Phil, if there was one player from a different side that you could recruit for 1 year, who would that be?
Oh, it's a good question. If we didn't get Sam Jacobs, I probably would have said Brody Grundy.
Yes.
But we got Sam, so I'm pretty content there. Well, that's a tough question. I must admit, I just love Robbie Gray. He's probably been one of my favourite players for a long time. Even though he's 31, I probably still wouldn't mind just chucking him in the forward line. I just think he's incredible to watch.
Now, I know Mickey said we wouldn't touch on that grand final, but we just interviewed Paddy Steinford, who is the high-performance coach at the Philadelphia 76ers, and we talked about the mental approach to the game and how important it is for those professional athletes to make sure they're setting their goals and being on top of the mental side of life, basically. After that defeat and last year in that grand final, obviously with your issues during grand final week with your calf, how much time do you put into the mental side of the game, especially after the end of last season?
I think from a team's point of view first, you know, you sort of have to address the game to an extent. You know, obviously, it could have gone much worse for us, and, you know, full credit to Richard, they were very good. You know, we make sure we assess that properly and, you know, looked at what didn't go well from a game day point of view, but also in our preparation. So we're pretty thorough in that area. And that's also always a part of it, is, you know, that mental preparation gets discussed too, you know, whether it's, you know, have you done your visualisation, you know, et cetera, et cetera. That's always thoroughly reviewed. And from my point of view, you know, my mental preparation was more just about recovery. I needed a reboot over the summer. I was, you know, mentally exhausted by the time the year came out. It was a long year, you know, battling a lot of injuries, low numbers throughout the year at different times, form slumps, et cetera, as most teams do. And for me, it was just about refreshing. I just had to hit the reset button and get ready to go again, like every year. It's probably more of a mentally taxing year last year than the previous years. But, yeah, you hit that reset button, refresh your mind, and, you know, I'm as hungry as ever to get going.
And, Phil, we'll let you go shortly, but understand you're actually doing a bit of work experience today, balancing that life of a professional athlete and looking after your life after football. We found you on the bus in Sydney on the way to your work experience job. Is that right?
That's it, mate. Yeah, so if anyone knows Sydney very well, if you try to drive in Sydney, you're no chance. So I'm currently on the bus to then catch a train and get amongst some work experience. I'm going with Matt DeBoer and Josh Kelly. We're going into a company that does a bit of property development. So we're just learning a bit of the tools of the trade there to make sure that when they kick me out in a few years' time, I can hopefully get a job somewhere.
Gareth Hall, our esteemed host here at RSN Central, he used to live in Manly, just on the beach there. He didn't have too much issues getting around.
No, well, it's impossible for me to buy a place there. I'm not on your ways, Phil. Is there any particular parts of Sydney that we can find a bargain?
Well, as I always say, you know, if you buy somewhere that everyone wants to live in, they'll always want to live in, it'll be okay. So just somehow find a way, which is what you have to do, just loan through your teeth in Sydney and then hang on.
Does Matt DeBoer talk about Mick Barlow like Mick Barlow talks about Matt DeBoer?
I doubt it.
Yeah, well, in saying that, Matt sort of talked more about himself as the year went on last year. As he became the number one tagger in the comp.
Yeah.
He sort of realised that, you know, obviously Mickey was one of the all-time great accumulators and distributors of the football. And I thought the power of the relationship sort of changed a little bit last year as Matt became the in-flavour player of the competition there for a while. So they definitely talk about each other, but I think it's a bit more, I think the ball's in Dutchie's court at the moment.
Dutchie being Matt DeBoer, the Dutchman. But Phil, here's one me, you and Dutchie do have in common. Right? You ready for this?
Yeah.
So Ross Lyon picked the all-star team yesterday. He's pretty much sacked you. He sacked me, DeBoer. He sacked me. We're all on the same bus.
I've got a game for you just quickly before we leave. This is okay, Phil. I was watching Friends the other day, and it was a competition between, not a game, it wasn't a competition, it was a game between Joey and Chandler, and you have two options, but you can't think about it. You've got to quickly say the answer. So whatever comes to your mind first.
I'm nervous, yep.
Vegemite jam.
Vegemite.
Steve Smith, Ricky Ponting.
Steve.
LeBron Jordan.
LeBron.
Sydney Adelaide.
Sydney.
Ooh. Matt DeBoer, Jeremy Cameron.
Matt DeBoer.
Dean Elliott, Ziggy Albitz.
Oh, I don't even know that, yeah.
I thought you were a fan of Dean Elliott after you mentioned it at the top of the show. Anyway, it's been a pleasure, mate. Enjoy the bus trip. Whereabouts are you now?
Getting close to Bondi Junction to catch the train, guys.
All right, mate. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it here on RSN Central, and the best of luck in 2020. And you're in my all-star side every day of the week.
Thank you, guys. Thank you very much. See you later.
There we go. There is, of course, the star there for the Giants in Phil Davis. We'll take a quick break here, Mickey Barlow, and then we'll wrap up your half an hour straight after this on RSN Central. Yes, welcome back here to RSN Central with Gareth Hall and Mickey Barlow. You've only got about 3 or 4 minutes before you have to duck off.
Jet out.
How's your football pre-season going?
Going well, yeah. It's, what is it, mid-February. The year's just flying. So the VFL starts a couple of weeks after the AFL. So Marsh Community Cup Series this week. So fans are getting excited the football's back on the men's side of things. And I think we'll play some intra-club matches and some practice matches in a few weeks and get stuck into it there, mate.
This is from Tommy. Mickey, are you playing for any country football side this year?
Oh, the big coup is that Cyril Rioli is going to Ardmona. I'm not joining him. No,
okay.
I'm looking potentially playing a game at my old club, Shep United, who I'm forever indebted to for the opportunity that they gave me. Craig Blizzard got all the recruits to come watch me. They all said was no good, apart from, they still do, I think, but... So I'll go back and have a kick in the red and the blue at some stage this year, mate.
Okay, so you're heading back to the Goulburn Valley for, what, $3,000 a game?
No, mate. We don't talk figures around here. I'm, as I said...
Probably $2,000.
Forever indebted to the club. My picture's on the wall. I've got the... I love getting back and giving back to the football club.
Question without notice. Could you get more money playing in country football than the VFL?
Absolutely, yes. That, the short answer would be
yes. Is that a problem
yes.
for the VFL?
Do you know what? I think it was more so when they had the development league, when they had the reserves. Yeah. Now that the reserves are gone, it's a bit of a tricky one. Because the reserves competition gave a lot of players opportunity to play at that level for a couple of years when they're 18, 19, and then go on, play good VFL footy and get drafted. But now I think... Instead of that depth of the development league just wasn't there. Some weeks when the development league was around, the coaches had to play because they didn't have numbers to fill due to this, the players being recruited and drawn to the suburban leagues or the country leagues. So I don't think it's a huge issue at the moment. I think we're really lucky, especially I said at Werribee, the guys out there are so motivated to be the best they can for as long as they can. And we do look after them, in terms of... supplying the money is tough, but the opportunity to have memberships and good access to connections within the club on board levels and all that sort of stuff. So the VFL's in pretty good shape.
Last question before we let you go. Kane Corns wrote an article about Mark Williams in the South Australian paper there the other day saying that the AFL should look at the NFL model in a way where coaches... They're a little older, into their early 60s, late 50s, are continuing to coach at a high level where we've sort of gone the other way a little bit in the AFL. You're close to Mark Williams. You're his assistant. You play under him at Werribee. Do you think he deserves another chance as the coach on an AFL site?
It's a tricky question to answer that black and white, but what I... love about Choco is his ability to teach, and I've seen that at Werribee in the VFL. His ability to teach, he's a sort of teaching background. He's invested. The way he goes about it is unique, but it's absolutely outstanding. And actually, on Mark Williams, I'm heading up the highway up the Hume to Shepparton on Friday with Mark to do a luncheon at Shep United. So giving back as usual, Gareth. 12 o'clock, the HT Luck Pavilion there with Mark Williams. I'll run my my mouth over the microphone as the MC for the afternoon, but that'll be a good afternoon there in Shepparton.
Good on you, Mickey. Thanks for that. We'll catch up with you next week.
Good on you, G.